Okay, so this short story is called Spa Gem. That really works, Tammy asked. Yeah, it made me come so hard, Judy replied. Tammy had never heard of using a spa jet to get off before. Her friend Judy was explaining how she did it. Truthfully, it sounded ridiculous to Tammy. Why would she need to hump a hot tub jet to give herself an orgasm? She didn't think it could even feel good. However, Judy, the slightly older of the two 18-year-olds, was insistent. She urged Tammy to try it, telling her that she would like it. Come on, I want to watch you do it, Judy said. You're crazy, Tammy replied. Judy upped the ante. I'll show you mine if you show me yours, she said. Let's wait until Friday when my parents go bowling. We can even steal a bottle of peppermint schnapps from my parents' liquor cabinet if that will make it easier for you. Tammy blushed. The week before, she had told Judy about how she touched herself. She had shown her the vibrator she used to give herself an orgasm. Being a young and curious teenage girl at the time, she had reluctantly demonstrated to her friend how she did it, but only while fully dressed. As Tammy had told Judy, she did enjoy being by herself with her little vibrating bullet. Truthfully, she spent a lot more time alone with her little tingler than she did with her boyfriend. Tammy had managed to stealthily order the micro vibrator on Amazon and intercepted the package from the mailman before he dropped it on the porch. That night, she unwrapped the vibrator and hid it under her pillow. After everyone went to sleep, she checked to see if her parents were still awake. She could hear her parents watching TV in the master bedroom next to her room. Feeling certain that they would not realize she was up, she turned off her bedside lamp and began to gently explore her body. Slowly, she worked her fingers down her half t-shirt and panty-clad body to feel her budding little nipples. She gently pinched and felt them through her shirt. Feeling naughty, she slipped her hand down to her panties. She gently brushed the pad of her finger against her panties to feel her pussy. As she gently touched her lips and then fingered her clit through the soft white fabric, she let out a soft sigh. Making a conscious effort not to get too loud, she rubbed herself with her middle finger until she felt a hint of wetness soak through the crotch of her panties. Tammy slowly slid down her panties and kicked them off to the side. She twisted the rear end of the vibrator and turned it on, holding it in her right hand. It came to life with a low buzzing sound. She very lightly slid the vibrator up and down her pussy lips. Tammy closed her light blue eyes and shut out the rest of the world. With her left hand, she cupped a breast, gently squeezing the nipple. She felt a pulse of excitement surge through her. She was not new to masturbating, but this small, vibrating bullet was so powerful. It felt so different than rubbing herself with her fingers. After a short while, the buzzing of the toy was too powerful to ignore. Without opening her eyes, she took the toy and gently placed the tip on her clit. She rubbed the tip of the toy over the sensitive button and gently over her labia. Soon, her breathing became rapid and shallow. Her heart was racing, and she felt herself begin to perspire. Tammy increased the pressure and felt the vibrations get stronger. She opened her eyes and watched as she massaged her clit with the sex toy. She moaned softly and pressed it against her as hard as she could. She began arching her back as she rubbed herself. Tammy then inserted the toy inside her, moving it in and out, slowly brushing up against her G-spot. With her left hand, she covered her mouth, muffling her moans. She let out a surprised, "Oh my God," under her hand as her body began to spasm uncontrollably. She tried to hold back, but she was unable to do so. She came, she shook as the orgasm took over her young body. She felt her legs tighten around her hand, and she cupped her pussy with all her fingers and the little vibrator enjoying every second. She could hear her heart beating in her chest. She wanted to scream. A trickle of cum ran down her leg as she contracted involuntarily. As the contraction started to subside, she pulled the toy out dripping. She could tell from the wetness of her toy that she had had a real orgasm. She hadn't had one like that in a while. Tammy cleaned her vibrator with a wet wipe, put it back in the velvet bag, and placed it in her nightstand drawer. She couldn't believe a little toy had given her such a great time. Tammy quietly put her panties back on and went to the bathroom to brush her teeth. She slid back in bed and got under the covers. She sighed as she let the cool sheets press against her hot, sweaty body. She closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep. Tammy was looking her friend right in the face, wide-eyed and smiling. She had her full attention. Judy told Tammy that this was what she had done earlier in the week in her parents' spa, and how hard the jet had made her come. Why don't we try it together? After all, you don't even have to take your swimsuit or panties off, Judy said. But I have to admit, it feels so much better if you do. I don't know about this, Tammy replied. Judy had just moved school districts and was now attending Tammy's school. She was into many of the same things as Tammy. They streamed the same movies and listened to the same bands. Judy was really good at math, and Tammy enjoyed her company. Judy was an ambitious person and loved to play board games and online video games. Tammy liked how she was always spontaneous. Both Judy and Tammy could be shy, but they were also fearless. Being young and adventurous, they were very careful to hide their romances and sexual escapades from their parents. Judy was so cute that she could make anyone fall in love with her. She had long brown hair, big blue eyes, and a cute dimple in her chin. Judy's hair always smelled like watermelon shampoo, and Tammy adored her. I just have to see it, Judy said. Tammy smiled and shook her head. She wasn't sure if Tammy wanted to see her get off, or see her naked, or both. Tammy was not going to be able to say no to her pretty, blue-eyed friend. She was nervous but excited. All right, Friday then, Tammy agreed. Judy smiled and felt a little tingle between her legs. On Friday night, Judy said goodbye to her parents as they drove off to their weekly bowling league. Tammy arrived a few minutes later, looking just delicious. Tammy was wearing skinny jeans, knee-high boots, and a black blouse with a black jacket. She had pink lipstick on and her hair was tied back. It was really cute. Judy smiled as Tammy walked up the porch steps. She took Tammy's hand and led her into the house and up the stairs to her bedroom so they could both change into their bikinis. Tammy was really nervous, but Judy's hands were so soft and warm. Tammy knew that this was a bad idea, but she was slightly relieved that Judy was being aggressive about it. It cleared up all the ambiguity for Tammy. Tammy's breathing was rapid and shallow, but she didn't want to appear nervous. Tammy came out of Judy's bathroom in her hot pink bikini, and the contrast of her tan skin with her swimsuit looked to Judy like she were glowing from head to toe. Judy licked her lips excitedly. Damn, you look sexy, said Judy. Tammy looked over Judy's body as well. Judy was wearing one of those new crocheted bikini bottoms and the tight white half shirt that barely covered her breasts. The bikini bottom looked like it had been knitted by her grandmother, but it was so hot because it covered next to nothing. Thanks, babe, Tammy replied. Are you ready? Judy smiled. They walked to the backyard and got into the spa. The night air was cool and the neighborhood virtually silent. The hot tub water was perfectly warm. The jet streams in the spa hit Judy on her breasts, and she loved the way the bubbles gently tingled against her body. Judy lay down in the tub and floated until her head was barely above the water. Are you nervous? Judy asked. Nervous that you're going to see me get off? Tammy guessed. I hope not, Judy replied. Me neither, said Tammy. I think I'm more nervous that you're going to see me naked. Judy scooted closer to Tammy. Do you want me to strip? Judy smiled. I'm game if you are. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable taking my clothes off in front of you, Tammy replied. But if you go first, I'll consider it. Maybe this will help, said Judy as she held out two red Solo cups and filled them halfway with peppermint schnapps. Tammy took a cup and put it to her lips. The peppermint tingled in her mouth and burned her throat as she swallowed generously. She felt an amazing warmth radiate down from her throat to her chest and spread to her limbs. She felt a bit lightheaded as she drained the cup. Judy filled her cup halfway again, and they both continued to savor the minty warmth. After three cups each, Judy and Tammy giggled at everything, and although they were not drunk, they were nice and comfortably buzzed. I know this is the opposite of what some people say, Tammy slurred, but I want to wait until I'm married. Tammy paused to rub the railing at the edge of the patio. It felt warm to the touch and made her feel less chilly. Judy thought it might be the right time to get things going. She stood up in the hot tub and said slyly, "Hey, Tammy, are you ready to jet?" Judy slowly pulled her shirt over her head. Her breasts were perfection. She had small, perky pink nipples. Her areola were slightly larger than a quarter. She pinched them and they hardened into stiff little pencil erasers. Judy then reached behind her waist and untied her crochet bikini bottoms. Perfection again. Her pussy was simply the icing on the cake. She'd shaved all of her pubic hair. Her pink, shiny petals were swollen and glistening from the hot water. Tammy stared at her friend, swallowed hard, and nodded yes. Tammy slowly pulled the string of her bikini top, releasing her young, supple breasts. She suddenly wanted to be naked with her best friend. Judy had to control herself or she'd pounce on her friend. She watched Tammy's perfect tits rise with every breath. They had a natural perkiness to them. The suit slipped down from Tammy's shoulders, exposing her round, dark red nipples. Judy nearly came with excitement as she admired her friend's body. Tammy's nipples seemed perfectly sized for Judy's mouth, she thought. They were just right. The color of Tammy's areola matched her skin tone. They were almost twice the size of Judy's. Tammy's breasts were larger, fuller than Judy's, fuller than any of the girls in Judy's school. They were like big, jiggly balloons. Tammy turned around, bent over, and slid her bikini bottoms down. Judy was stunned. Tammy's rear was perfection, round and tight as a drum. She'd definitely seen ass like that before in magazines, but to see it live made Julie feel like she didn't deserve to look at her friend's beautiful behind. It was too good for her. It made Judy want to cry. When Tammy turned around, her pussy looked amazing too. Her lips were swollen and she was slightly pink from the hot water. Her clit was peeking out from between her engorged lips. Her labia were puffy and plump. The skin of her vulva looked delicate, gossamer thin, but strong. "I'm ready to jet," Tammy smiled. Judy led Tammy over to one of the jet spots. "Now lay on your back and lift your legs out of the water and put them on the cement edge. I'll help you get centered over this jet right here." Tammy stared into Judy's eyes as she floated on her back, lifted her legs out of the water, and placed them on the tub edge. She spread her legs and placed her hands on her tits. Judy moved slightly to the left, and Tammy felt the pulsating water hit her sensitive spots. Tammy closed her eyes and sighed. Warm water seemed to intensify her pleasure. "Oh my God, Judy, this feels amazing." Even in her tipsy state, Judy wondered if Tammy had lost her inhibitions too. Tammy was an almost perfect girl, and she had never done anything to imply that she was a lesbian. In fact, Judy had always been a little nervous of Tammy's looks and had wondered how a guy might feel when having sex with her. Again, her heart beat and she felt the wetness of her pussy. She had to stop thinking like this. She needed to get things started. She had to think of tonight as a gift for her friend. It was like a sex swap. Like a girl-on-girl party. "Tell me what you're feeling," Judy whispered. "The jet hitting me feels amazing. It makes me feel warm and tingly." "Are you getting turned on?" "Yes, the jets feel so good. The warm water makes me feel so sexy. It makes me want to play with myself." "Do you like that?" whispered Judy, her face only inches from Tammy's. Judy lowered her head and sucked and licked Tammy's nipples, teasing her with her tongue, blowing on them and making them more sensitive than they already were. Tammy's nipples tasted very sweet and felt wonderfully stiff. Tammy felt Judy's warm breath on her cool breasts. She began breathing heavy and deeply, wanting more of Judy's tender touch. "Oh my God, that feels so good," Tammy moaned. "Do you want more?" asked Judy. "Yes, I want you to eat me," she moaned. Judy worked her hands around Tammy's right leg and felt it react to the jets of water. When the jet hit it, Tammy's leg twitched and Judy moved her head to Tammy's crotch. "I think you have this under control, but I really want to do this for you," Judy said as she bent down and licked Tammy. "Oh," moaned Tammy. Judy licked her again, this time softly, just above her clit. Judy slid her tongue slowly down Tammy. Tammy was all goo now. Her warm box tasted delicious. The hot water brought out the sweet flavor of Tammy. It was like the best thing Judy had ever tasted, like a fruit roll-up that had been left to sit in the cupboard and gradually melted. Tammy's breath picked up as Judy's tongue moved away from her clit and down her mound and glanced over her asshole. Tammy slowly lifted her hips off the cement, wanting more of Judy's tongue on her damp pussy. Tammy started to spread her legs wider as she rested her hands on her stomach and parted her lips. Judy licked at the folds of Tammy. Her tongue slid up one side of the slit and down the other. Tammy felt her juices flowing freely. "I want to come," Tammy murmured. "It feels so good." "Wait a little longer. When you come, I'll aim the jets towards your clit, and the water will feel like a warm ocean wave when it hits you." Judy moved back up and began to massage Tammy's hard clit with her fingers. Tammy's breathing got louder and louder as she pushed into Judy's hands. "Baby, you're so wet. I'm going to finger you now and make you come," Judy murmured in a voice that was dripping with lust. Judy slid her fingers into Tammy and Tammy moaned louder, lifting her hips higher off the cement. "Oh, you feel so good, and I'm going to make you come so hard," Judy reassured Tammy. Judy slowly slipped another finger into Tammy. "Baby, can you come with two fingers?" Judy asked. "Oh God, Judy, yes, please help me," whispered Tammy. "Come for me," Judy chanted as she quickly added a third finger. Judy was so wet, she moved her fingers in and out of her friend. Tammy's pussy swelled and opened around Judy's fingers. Judy felt so good inside of her. Tammy's pussy began to contract wildly. She felt the water warm on one side, cool on the other. It felt incredible. Tammy convulsed, her abs tightened, and she arched her back slightly. Judy moved her fingers in and out of Tammy and repositioned her friend to let the water pulse over her. "Oh God, I'm coming so hard," Tammy moaned as she felt herself tighten and release. "Oh my God, Judy, this feels incredible. I can feel the water, it's amazing." Judy held Tammy's body as it convulsed. Tammy smiled from ear to ear as her orgasm plunged her into physical ecstasy. Judy stroked Tammy's nipples and then embraced her as she came down from her waves of pleasure. Tammy lay in the water for a minute as her heart rate slowed. "Hey," Judy smiled as she moved to straddle Tammy. Tammy smiled shyly. Judy felt her stomach flutter as she looked into her friend's brilliant eyes. They both felt embarrassed, yet powerful at the same time. "That was incredible, Judy. You don't know how much I needed that." "Well, sometimes we have to experiment a bit ourselves so that we can take care of each other. You're a very giving person, and sometimes you need to be selfish." "No one's ever told me that," Tammy said. "No one's ever taken care of you." "You deserve it," Judy replied. Judy leaned in and pressed her lips to Tammy. Judy felt herself blush slightly. Tammy's warmth surged through her. Judy helped Tammy stand up and then stood up and held her best friend tightly. She kissed Tammy's warm, water-slicked skin. "Did you like that?" Judy asked. "Oh yes, it was amazing. Thank you," smiled Tammy as she pulled Judy close for a hug. Judy helped Tammy to the side of the tub, and Tammy squeezed Judy's hand and stepped out. Tammy grabbed a robe and wrapped it around her body. Judy put on her own robe and led her to her room. It was immaculately clean and smelled of lavender. "Let's get dressed, Tammy," Judy said, "and next time you come over, it's my turn." "Deal," whispered Tammy. And that's where it ends, my friends. So, as I said, this fan did write two other stories for me, and if you would like to hear them, just let me know in a message or in a comment. And good night.